Greetings, everyone. This is Rob McCollum. Welcome to another Inside the Episode 1865. This one for episode 14, one of our extra content episodes that we put together for you to hear the story of John Wilkes Booth and the conspiracy, which is where this entire process started when two young, fresh-faced playwrights at Baylor University wrote a play about John Wilkes Booth. Those two men are with me here right now, Stephen Walters and Eric Archilla. Welcome back.
Top of the morning.
Voice actors as well. We finally get to hear a little bit more of Eric Archilla's fine voice work as O'Loughlin in this. So congratulations. It's very nice to hear.
You're always after me lucky charms.
Oh, boy. It's, well, definitely don't cut that out. Definitely leave that in.
I'm so leaving that in. Send your letters to Archilla at... No. So, yeah, we were talking some in the last Inside the Episode recording about how this was a lot of the original content, the characters, the plays, the writing, the lines, the dialogue that you guys fell in love with in the early days and then eventually didn't fit into the arc of the story that we were telling about Edwin Stanton. So you just decided, let's do episodes just on this side of the story.
Well, it's been very therapeutic during this process because we've been able to bring back to life some characters that we had to rip out of the play or rip out of the podcast. We really didn't leave too much on the cutting room floor. I think there were maybe a couple characters or scenes that we ended up writing that we just never used. But for the most part, through this entire process, the podcast has enabled us to save a lot of that work and
well, it's the beauty
make
of podcasting.
It feel like our time wasn't wasted.
Yeah, the beauty of podcasting is that you can just keep telling the story as long as you have story to tell because you don't have to worry about getting people out of the theater in under 3 hours.
True.
Or 2.5. Or 1.5, which is my preference in theater world. But so let's dive into this episode. This picks up...
with a very saucy opening scene.
Yes.
Yeah, a little Ella Starr, John Wilkes Booth sexy time.
Can't play that with the kids in the car.
Yeah, we maybe should have told you that in the Inside of the Episode 13. Don't, if you've gotten your 9-year-old really excited about American history, maybe don't start with this one. I should have said that. I apologize. But yeah, and super awkward to record for all of us because we know these actors really well and they know each other really well, but they're true professionals and had no problem with it.
One of the things that I would say about these Booth bonus episodes is when we first set out to kind of structure the whole story together, we considered the idea of telling the story of John Wilkes Booth leading up to the assassination overlaid with the story of Edwin Stanton leading up to the impeachment of Andrew Johnson. But what we realized is very quickly, and that, by the way, is how the original play was structured. It was all of the events leading up to Lincoln's assassination put on top of all of the events leading up to the death of John Wilkes Booth. But really quickly, once we expanded the story into the larger questions about Edwin Stanton and his journey and the freedmen and, you know, the consequences of Reconstruction, we realized that Booth's story doesn't really belong. The question of John Wilkes Booth is what makes a man a monster. But the question of Edwin Stanton is how do we respond as a nation and as individuals to a monster? So the question of what makes a man a monster is a unique question. And inside of that very general umbrella, the part of the story that we really chose to focus on was the love triangle between John Wilkes Booth, Lucy Hale, the daughter of John Parker Hale, a very infamous abolitionist senator, and of course, President Lincoln's son, Robert.
So that, yeah. That triangle was one of the things that I just said was, how is this not the headline that we're all talking about and that everyone is learning about when we learn about this assassination? It's so salacious. I was like, there's no way this could be true or I would have known about this.
Well, they tried to talk about it, then they retracted it all.
And then they shut it down because you control the media. That is, and it's fascinating because it's the kind of things, and now it's like battling in the media now and claiming that something is fake news when it's real. Like those are not new tactics, the things that we see happening today.
Obviously, we go pretty far back from the moment that Lincoln was assassinated. We meet John Wilkes Booth as an actor working with his brother, Edwin.
Who at the beginning was a unionist.
Yes.
He was for keeping the union together. He was not a Southern supporter. And then we saw him, historically, he spent some time in Richmond long before the war and really liked the Southern people and liked the way that he was treated down there. And it was the first place he felt like he was a star because he was kind of a crappy actor at the time.
He was always in the shadow of his very famous father and then his very famous brother. And so, like, the South was his territory where he could carve out and kind of be a big deal. So that was one of my questions is, was he ever truly a sympathizer with the South, or was it just, this is what I can say that these people will respond to?
Oh, no, he was. During his time in the South, he is fully radicalized. And in fact, where he breaks from what Eric just said about being a unionist is over the issue of slavery. And as, of course, as Abraham Lincoln evolves in his position, at least publicly, John Wilkes Booth's ire grows and his opposition intensifies.
1865 is sponsored by BetterHelp. In 1865, Sigmund Freud was a 9-year-old boy living in Freiburg, in a part of the Austrian Empire that's now the Czech Republic. 30 years later, he and Josef Breuer published Studies on Hysteria, in which they describe a talking cure. Since then, therapy has evolved, but talking remains at its core. And if you're thinking you might need to talk to someone, but are uncertain about how or the time and cost, BetterHelp is there for you. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. Within 24 hours of sign up, you can be talking with a licensed counselor about your issues. Specialists trained to listen and help you find yourself again. Log into your account anytime, from anywhere, and message with your counselor or schedule video or phone sessions. No travel, no waiting rooms, maximum privacy. It's more convenient and more affordable than traditional counseling, and financial aid is available. Visit BetterHelp.com/1865. That's BetterHelp/1865 and join the over 500,000 people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/1865.
So he becomes fully radicalized. The war is in full swing. What is John Wilkes Booth doing at this time?
Well, he started smuggling medicine, quinine. He was smuggling.
Quinine, as the British would say.
He was using his trunk, apparently, to smuggle things as an actor.
Oh, his theater trunk.
In a very Christopher Marlowe fashion, he was using his acting profession to commit espionage.
Right, and at that time, of course, you know, actors, they had to travel around to make a living. They typically purchased their own costumes, their own props, and, you know, their own accoutrement, and put it into a big trunk and carried it with them wherever they went. And that's how he smuggled his stuff over the past the blockades.
His acting brother, Edwin, who was considered the greatest actor in America at the time, got very mad at him for losing some of his doublets and his acting props and costumes.
So we do get to hear from the other Booth brother, Edwin, the more famous of the two, voiced in this episode by Alex Organ. Yale School of Drama, Alex Organ. I always like to say that, and he hates it. Who is now the artistic director of Second Thought Theater, where this play debuted.
Yes.
Back in the day. And speaking of back in the day, Montgomery Sutton is voicing the character of Booth. And
who originated the role in
the play. Really talented actor who lives in New York most of the time now. We were lucky enough to get him in.
The two of them, Booth and Edwin, were very opposed politically. Edwin loved the country. He actually was invited many years later to perform for several presidents. The unionists really loved Edwin Booth, and he loved the country. And then on the opposite side of that, you have his brother, who's politically opposed, and they would get into these huge arguments. One of them was so bad that they stopped talking to each other for a long time because Edwin didn't want Booth's John Wilkes Booth's politics around the family.
And the story goes that, Eric, you'll be able to fill in some of these details, but they're doing a play and Booth misses a rehearsal to go off and participate in the hanging of John Brown.
Down in Richmond.
And played some role in it. I think it's unclear what it was. Maybe he, you know, held back the crowd. Maybe he, you know, helped them, you know, string
him up. He apparently hopped on a train with a bunch of gray shirt soldiers and asked if he could have a uniform and jump in. So he wanted to play a part in this. And the weird thing is, as opposed as John Wilkes Booth was to John Brown, who was an abolitionist, and Booth was there to see him hang, it had a tremendous effect on Booth, I think, because he saw this guy dying for something he believes in. And that's what we think is the motivator that got John Wilkes Booth off of his butt and made him want to get involved.
Radicalizing in both ways, both respect for the person dying for the cause and also believing in the cause that is killing him.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
And of course, Booth did not enlist to fight in the war because his mom did not want him to. Mommy said he
couldn't. Yeah, mommy said no.
So he started doing the smuggling and participating in ways that he could. And what we have in our podcast episode is this event that happens in New York. He and Edwin are doing this play together, and some fires are set in New York, which, tying to our previous 13 episodes, this is one of those things that the Confederate Secret Service was doing. They were setting these fires in New York to try to stop the 1864
And the War Department
elections.
Knew about it and was looking for them, but hadn't found them or identified all of them.
And so those fires are what interrupted their performance and, we think, motivated John Wilkes Booth to want to get involved in an actual plot to help the South.
Side note, a little fun history fact. I was reminding myself that I visited the Players Club in New York in Gramercy Park, which was founded, I think, in like the 1880s by Edwin Booth. He did it to restore the Booth name because, of course, after John Wilkes Booth did what he did,
right,
Edwin was devastated. The family was devastated. Edwin believed he would never act again. And what's interesting is Edwin lived in the upstairs in the Players Club. His bedroom is still preserved there as a bit of a museum today. And hanging on the wall next to his bed is a picture of his brother, John.
Wow. Wow. Well, there you go. If you're doing the 1865 podcast trip across America, add that to one of your destinations. You can check that out.
So in this episode, we also meet Lucy Hale,
voiced by Jessica Renee Russell, who is amazing. And we were very lucky to get on this. She lives in LA now, but she did us a solid, came in.
When she's not doing TV, she's doing podcasts.
Because there's, as we've said before, there's dozens of dollars to be made in podcasting. All of you out there looking to make your fortune. But that love triangle becomes more intertwined with the political efforts that Booth is doing.
Right. And of course, that's a little bit of fiction on our part. I mean, there's not a historical record that shows that John Wilkes Booth was motivated by jealousy. But like, you know, if you look at John Wilkes Booth and you try to make him a three-dimensional person, you have to imagine that it was in the back of his mind somewhere.
Well, it was talked about that he and Robert had a fight at a ball.
He cut in and danced. That really happened?
Yeah, that did happen.
And so there was some tension between the two of them, but I don't think that there's anything that points to the fact that that's why he shot the president.
No, of course not. I mean, of course,
not with all the planning.
We know. I mean, we know why he shot the president. But it's interesting to think of this as a layer to it. You know, a small layer. But of course, the obvious things are not as fun to explore as the less obvious things.
Sure.
And so that's why we leaned in that direction.
This is the part of the podcast arc where we really went down to the 3-foot level, as opposed to kind of the 3,000-foot view that we've been for a lot of the things. So I think it's fascinating, and it keeps going. There are more conspirators to meet. And we finally are going to get to meet, in episode 15, Johnny Surratt, the man whose name has been talked about in so many episodes of the previous podcast. And finally, you're going to get to hear that voice and some other great characters. So listen to episode 15 when it comes out, and then tune in to listen to me, Eric, and Steve as we go inside the episode 1865.